producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, have you ever noticed that the people that talk most of love actually know nothing of love? Have you ever noticed that Proverbs 28 tells us that those that forsake the law praise the wicked? Here, I'll say that again. For example, those that would be maybe the 10 or 20 in the United States of America that would actually fanfare Barack Hussein Obama or any one of his apples that falls from his tree, or his administration, or the Hillary Clintons, or the Bushes of the day. Isn't it interesting, those that actually give these people fanfare, that's the definition of those that forsake the law praise the wicked. And it also tells us that evil men understand not judgment. They don't understand judgment. They think judgment is, they think that's an evil thing to actually enforce the laws against crime. And when you actually incite the law or make reference to the law to enforce the law against crime concerning those in government, for some reason they think that because they're there in government, that no matter what they do, they have some sort of immunity from that which is right and wrong or consequence for violating law. And then they have the audacity to point the finger at the person that tells them the truth, that that's hate. You know, it's interesting because King David said in Psalm 109, "They hated me for my love." And we see that the Christ said the same thing in John 15. "This is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." You know, according to your love for freedom will be to the degree that you love God's moral law. And see, we're taught a backwards version of grace and mercy today. That it's mercy to slap the hands of those that kill, steal, lie, cheat, whatever the case may be. But that belongs to the repentant. Isaiah 57, Isaiah 66 verse 2, Psalm 51 verse 17, read Psalm 34 as well. It doesn't belong to everybody. You don't release or show mercy to a criminal that's not sorry for committing crime. And you know he's sorry by the fruit that he produces, because it will align itself. And it'll bring forth fruits of repentance. And you'll see it in his life, that he's sorry for what he did, because now the criminal, because he's sorry, now magnifies the law. And that's exactly what Christ Jesus did throughout his exhibition, his lively discourse, the incarnate God did concerning his three-year ministry on earth. "Give me liberty or give me death." To some, that sounds like an extreme statement. Talking about Patrick Henry. By the way, he was a son of liberty. He was one that was willing to keep the colonies together at all costs, to keep them awake, to keep them in the fight, to comfort his soldiers in the battle, to preserve the freedoms in which they had. They didn't tolerate crime. They fought against it. And we can see that through the Declaration of Independence and that documentation where it shows us the offenses of a tyrant who would not be ruled by God. That's why John Adams, that's why Ben Franklin, that's why Thomas Jefferson said, rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. Or either we're going to be ruled by God or we're going to be ruled by tyrants. There is no in between. See, and people that don't understand that, they don't understand judgment because they themselves have never repented before God's standard, his moral law. And how many people today think they're Christians and they've never repented for their sin, which is a transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. You know, I was going to bring forth a piece that was about six minutes long, and it was a piece on Loretta Lynch. And you want to talk about the apple falling not too far from the tree concerning the administration. Folks, that administration has appointed a lawless individual as the head attorney of the United States of America, the Attorney General. You want to talk about stonewalling? She was being interrogated concerning the crimes of the IRS commissioner and those that were involved in the IRS of the targeting of the conservatives and Christians and constitutionalists and gun owners and political opposition in America concerning Barack Hussein Obama sticking his little dog on anybody that doesn't fall in line with his lawlessness. Oh, too bad. Oh well, that's how it goes. But I was going to play that video for you, which, of course, would have been an audio to you, to our listeners. But, folks, for 6 minutes, she stonewalled every single question that was asked concerning the crimes of them in the IRS and why they targeted conservatives, why they targeted Christian organizations, why they targeted Barack Hussein Obama's political opposition. And she evaded every question. You want to talk about lawlessness, friends? You know, and it's interesting. People just say, let's not be too hard on them. No, folks, let me ask you something. If it was you that violated the law, would they be hard on you? Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar they would be. And the problem is you don't understand, America, that they work for you. You don't work for them. According to your love of freedom, America, you need to understand will be a tolerance level that you'll actually accept concerning crime. If you love your freedom, you will not tolerate crime at all, because crime stands in contrast and it contradicts freedom. It works against it. Because when you show a false mercy to a criminal, guess what happens? It encourages crime abroad. There's a true story told of Major André. He had been caught as a spy in our country. And there was undoubted proof that he was guilty, and by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. What he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause, and if such an act went unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. I want to finish this up on the other side of the break. Folks, love doesn't suggest being soft on crime, just the exact opposite. How ridiculous to suggest that love overlooks justice. Folks, if that's the case, then love wounds itself by killing justice. We don't do that. We do the opposite, just like our forefathers did. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio. Can also jump over on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1. Also on our Facebook, BradleyDean, double E, BradleyDean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. Again, call in is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I was just talking about during the first segment is it's interesting how much people talk of their love, and they love to talk about love when in fact those that talk most of love understand not love. And I shared with you right before the break how ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, because then love wounds itself by killing justice. And the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that evil men understand not judgment. And I'm paralleling that with what we see today in America. They that forsake the law praise the wicked. Hey, folks, worship. Praise means to worship, to walk out in obedience. To praise the wicked is to allow the wicked to continuously walk on every side and fail to actually deal with the issues at hand. I was talking about, friends, Loretta Lynch being interrogated. The new attorney general, folks, just like Eric Holder, just like him. The only difference is about 100 pounds and a mustache. That's about the only difference. You want to talk about stonewalling? You want to talk about protecting their own against we the people? You want to talk about assailing the American people on a daily basis? You know, it's interesting, folks, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'm going to show you some of the usurpations. How tyrant King George actually assailed his own people, attacked them, abused them, assaulted them, murdered them. And I'll get to that in just a couple minutes. Folks, there's a true story told of Major André. He had been caught as a spy in our country, and there was undoubted proof that he was guilty. Everybody in America knows Barack Hussein Obama's, they know he's guilty. His administration's guilty. The Clintons are guilty. The Bushes are guilty. Folks, we can keep going back down to the preceding presidents and their administrations. They're guilty. The representatives, we know that they're guilty. So there's no undoubted proof that they're guilty. We know they're guilty. We know who those are that are actually violating constitutional law in this country. And by tolerating that shows you that you're actually praising it. By walking in obedience to their lawlessness. By giving way to it. They're called workers of iniquity. And by the way, you want to know why there is a majority of the American people that walk as the children of iniquity? Because they wax cold. Why? What's the missing element? Because they love not. They don't look out for their neighbors themselves. They don't love God first and foremost with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And namely, under this, is the second commandment, is to love your neighbors yourself. They don't understand what real love is. And by the way, the love of God is given unto you by the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5. And they want to talk about real love according to man's fallen nature. And then they want to equate the fruits of the Spirit to man's fallen nature as well, Galatians 5, verse 22. But going back to the true story told of Major André, he had been caught as a spy in our country. He was guilty, and they had undoubted proof that he was guilty. And by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. What he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause, and if such an act went unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. So therefore, he should, in accordance with the laws of nation, be put to death. On the other hand, there was his youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections, his brilliant hopes, all pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned. Now, in the heart of the President of the United States of America, George Washington, who considered himself the father of the nation, and the promptings of justice and mercy came into collision, both could not be satisfied, and there seemed to be but one course of pursuit to George Washington. His sense of justice was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant. His feelings of compassion and the fact that when he did it, his eyes poured forth a flood of tears. You see, Washington so loved his country, first and foremost his God, and his country secondly, that he knew if such an act went unpunished, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well, thus endangering the country and our posterity. So therefore, justice had to be satisfied. How every generous feeling of our nature would have been gratified if mercy could have triumphed and the youthful and the accomplished officer could have been spared. But the fact of the matter is, justice had to be done. It had to be done. Folks, it's what we're seeing in this country. Folks, going back to Loretta Lynch, folks, she said she would hunt down those that violated Barack Hussein Obama's illegal executive orders. She said she would hunt them down. Folks, she's threatened the American people three times, the righteous, the law abiders. She's threatened you three times. And America is beginning to stand up and resist. Finally. Folks, I shared this with you the other day, and I'm going to share it with you again. According to unconstitutional law that violates my conscience before God, I'm telling you right now, I am declaring, I am proclaiming, I will not comply. I'm telling you, I will not comply. Because I am not going to ask for permission from the devil to obey my Father. It doesn't work that way. And by the way, the devil knows better than that. The Lord rebuke him. In Jesus' name. But according to the American people, their version of mercy is this. There was once a story of a merciful captain of a ship. And while passing, a ship shot at the captain's ship. The captain showed mercy on him and warned him not to shoot at his ship again. The ship shot at him again. But the kind captain did not retaliate. His mercy ended up bringing the destruction not only upon himself, but all of those on his ship. For by his allowing the enemy to attack twice, the passing ship shot a third time and ended up killing them all. That's the mercy the American people show. Hey, folks, did you hear about the guy? Just a couple months ago, his wife was raped by three black dudes. And I brought that in there to show you that that crime is more prevalent than white on black. I do need you to understand that, so I can set it into perspective in a proper balance concerning what the state-controlled narrative doesn't tell you. But she was raped by these three black dudes, young kids, teenagers, and then she was shot and killed. You know what the pastor did? He was a pastor of a church. Without even hesitating, he said to the reporter, "I forgive them." The first thing I thought of is, you forgive them. How much did you love your wife? You forgive them for what? Murdering your wife that was pregnant? Might I add? How much did you love her? Because if you love God, you would magnify His law against their crime first and foremost. And the Bible tells us life for life. And we used to do that in this country. To show mercy to others that crime will be dealt with. And by the way, teaching those that might commit the crime the fear of God. To depart from evil. Not to indulge in it. This is what we see in America. You want to rehabilitate. Hey, folks, here, let me bring you over to European law. Seen a Muslim not too long ago. He had a machete in his hand. And over there, they want to rehabilitate these mass murders, these devils. And this individual, he was a big Muslim brother from another mother. And he had a machete in his hand, and he was chasing the police officers as he was trying to hack them. He wanted to take their heads off. He wanted to cut them in half. And they get on television, these counselors do, and they condemn the Americans for actually bringing people like this to their end. So that they might meet their maker, which we're called to do. They condemned God's justice. How's that working out for you over there in Europe? Hey, America, you're beginning to take it on too. How's that working out for you, America? They want to rehabilitate this Muslim that wants to cut them in pieces. They said over in America he would have been shot down. Of course he would have been. But over in England, they put tasers in the hands of the cops to take him down so they can rehabilitate him. What are they teaching other individuals in that country? They're encouraging the crime to be committed. Against who? The innocent. And yet, America, you have the audacity, just like they do in England, to show mercy upon those that mean to take you out? Folks, you want to understand how backwards America has become? I'm going to show you in just a couple minutes here. Hey, folks, give me liberty or give me death. That's it. And we're talking about justice.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. There's a true story told of a woman who was being pestered by her child, her own child. And she got to the point where she ended up smothering her own child. And according to the laws of the land back then, she was to be executed. And they had 6 days before judgment actually took its course. And interestingly enough, the preachers got involved and they assured her that she was saved and that she was going to heaven because she gave a false sense of repentance to appease man, not God. It's an issue of the heart, friends, that God sees. And as they assured her that she was going to heaven and as she convinced them and deceived them that she was repentant for her sins, for murdering her own child, well, it just happened to be on the day of her execution, they put the rope up, the galley, put it around her neck, and dropped the trap door. It started to rain. And because it started to rain, they took her body down just a little bit too soon. They put it in the box and they put it on the cart. Family members came and picked up the dead body, or so they thought. On the way to the burial, they stopped at a pub and started to booze it up a little bit. And one of the young men went outside and they heard a clunk inside of the cart. They didn't know what it was. Inside of the coffin. I'm sorry, the coffin on top of the cart. And they opened it up and to their surprise, they found out that she didn't die. She lived. And what's interesting about the story is, friends, she committed more heinous crimes after the fact that she deceived everybody else that she was sorry for her crimes. Her crimes became more heinous and more heinous. Folks, I'm talking about a lack of justice. I'm talking about why is it that you suffer the abuses of those that commit the crimes? And I guess I'm saying it two different ways here, but I'm saying the same thing. When I go to Isaiah 59, it says in verse 4, none calleth for justice. This is a nation that's fallen to judgment. Nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity, empty, worthless lies. They speak lies to one another. They conceive mischief and bring forth lawlessness. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web, and he that eateth of their eggs dieth in media, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Things get worse, not better, because you buy the lie. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Jonah 2:4. Going back to Isaiah 59. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. That's what's happening in America. Their works are works of lawlessness. Again, it says in verse 5, and the acts of violence is in their hands. America tolerates the murder of children. America tolerates their representatives and the crimes that they commit to go so far as to tolerate the murder of children in the womb to the point that they know they're selling body parts and the American people let it slide. Their feet run to evil and they make haste to shed innocent blood, as I was just talking about. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, lawlessness, wasting, and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not. Why don't they know the way of peace, friends? And there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. You want to know why people have taken this on? Because the professed counterfeit church in America has taught the American people, thou shalt not judge. While the opposite is true. We're to judge within that we might not be condemned with the world. What's the purpose of the church? We're called to be light. If you go to Isaiah 51, David was set forth as a light to the people of Israel. What did he do? He was a man of war that set forth judgments concerning the nations that he dealt with to establish light. And light reproves darkness. So without justice, by the way, the very fruits of Jesus Christ are all righteousness, goodness, and truth. Not the opposite, but it's your job, America, to reprove the darkness. And it doesn't just mean you go scold them with your words. It means you go and say what you mean and do what you said you were going to do. Rectifying yourself according to the truth of God's word. Putting the fear of the enemy or the fear of God into the enemy that their crimes will not be tolerated anymore. I mean, you have a system in America today going to Hillary Clinton now. Who cares? Who cares about the guys that died in Benghazi? Who cares about the 147 dead bodies around me and my criminal husband's administration? Who cares about all these dead people? And she mocks the American people because she appeals to the stupidity and the evilness of men that don't understand true judgment. And the true judgment of God would not tolerate a criminal such as a Hillary Clinton. In any sense of the word. The way of peace they know not, the Bible says. And there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. There we have it. Neither doth justice overtake us. Why? Because the American people leave off judgment. They wait for light, but behold obscurity. Yeah, because they want someone else to do the job. For brightness, but we walk in darkness, it says. That's exactly right. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. Tells us in verse 12. Chapter 59, Isaiah. For our transgressions before God are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. Hello, America, Numbers 32:23. Your sin is finding you out. For our transgressions are with us, and our iniquities, we know what they are, in transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. And judgment is turned away backwards, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yet truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. Hello? Hello? How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. And the American people leave off justice because they don't understand love. You know, we're being told now that for you to chastise your kids because you love your kids, it's hate. Yet Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. We're told in Proverbs 27 that open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Iron sharpens iron. Romans 13:12-13. Let love be without dissimulation, a false covering. Oh, and everybody loves to quote 1 Corinthians 13. Oh, let love the love chapter. Little effeminate, worthless, dead sheep. Yep. Let love rejoice in the truth. In the truth. And not in iniquity, lawlessness. Why does the love of many wax cold? Because of the workers of lawlessness. The American people have given themselves over to lawlessness. Remember Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. Why did he say that? Because he understood real freedom. He understood what it meant to sacrifice himself in the process of bestowing upon his posterity something in which we have today. Because someone really did love. It's the same thing first and foremost in the spiritual. But everybody loves to talk about love this, love that. And you see all these politicians, PC talking. Politically correct. They won't say what needs to be said because they don't want to offend anybody. Namely the devil, the spirit of the world. You know what Christians should have on their t-shirts? I've come to offend. And by the way, the word offend in Webster's 1828 means anything contrary to God's moral law, not the other way around. Over the last 7 years of this, as well as the preceding administration, Americans have been under attack by the crimes of this administration. To parallel these crimes against the people, considering that our forefathers threw out the tyranny of King George from or such activity with the cry of Thomas Jefferson when he said rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, one has to come to terms with the fact that some say that King George did not seem that bad, though he was. And to say that, of course, shows us how far the American people have been conditioned and desensitized to tolerate crimes and to leave off judgment concerning the current standing government, which has far surpassed the crimes of King George. America knows they're lawless at every step. And we can see the fruit of their lawlessness. We know that they steal. We know that they kill. We know that they destroy John 10:10. And yet the American people leave off judgment. Because they want to be merciful. Because the preacher said, thou shalt not judge. Thou shalt not judge. Lord, send judgment unto victory. Lord, Isaiah 26, the inhabitants of the earth learn righteousness when thy judgments are in the earth. Lord, Psalm 97, thy clouds and darkness are round about you. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of your throne. A fire goes before you and burns up your enemies round about you. The book of Amos, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. King David said in Psalm 119, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law. Does this make sense to anybody? I hope so. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I'm going to finish this up. I'm going to show you the usurpations and violations and transgressions of the tyrant King George. Wanted to get over to Patrick Henry when he said, give me liberty or give me death. We'll do our best. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
I think I'm going to roll over maybe till tomorrow or Monday to get to this Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, friends, because it is second to none. And I'm also going to give you some correspondence as to what took place on the congressional floor during and before, I'm sorry, before the writing of the Declaration of Independence between John Adams and others. It's second to none. And you'll understand why John Adams was called the Colossus of Independence. Folks, he was a prophet, is what he was. I was just sharing with you, the very character of God, friends, is, listen to this, Jeremiah 9:24. But let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exerciseth loving kindness, read Psalm 107, judgments, Psalm 97, Psalm 89, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Matter of fact, in Psalm 9:16, right before he talks about turning that nation into hell that forsakes him, he said that he's known by the judgments that he executes. And he looks to the church to keep the commandments and judgments and statutes of the Lord. And then he also told us in Leviticus 26 and again Deuteronomy 28 that if you fail to keep these, this is what's going to happen. Hey, this is what's going to happen. What's happening, friends? I love it. You know why? Because I'm right. It's a good place to be. It's a good place to be, friends, when your feet aren't in an even place. Because it's not my word that I stand upon. I stand upon the written word, the rock. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against that given revelation. Talking about how far the American people have let it go, going back to the violations, transgressions concerning the tyrant King George against our forefathers. England engaged in a long train of abuses and usurpations against the colonies. You can find all of this in the Declaration of Independence. He refused to comply, to assent to necessary colonial laws. The mentally ill tyrant, King George, dissolved colonial legislators. He didn't want laws enforced, friends. He didn't want to be restrained or constrained in any sense of the word concerning law. He wanted to be God. Read Isaiah 14. He made administration of colonial justice impossible. He didn't want justice. He promoted lawlessness. Hello? Talking about the tyrant King George. Usurpations. The long train of abuses against our forefathers. He made administration of colonial justice impossible by controlling judges and refusing to approve needed laws. He appointed bureaucrats to harass colonial populations. Folks, do you see that happening today through all these bureaucracies? The IRS. Folks, there's a long train of them. King George kept standing armies in colonies and not subject to control of colonial governments. See, he wanted to be a government unto himself. He wanted to just go ahead and do whatever he wanted to do because, after all, he believed that he was the law. Does that sound familiar? Folks, when people call Barack Hussein Obama or any other representative that believes he's some sort of demigod, narcissist, that means he believes that he's above God. Pride. I say, take heed that you stand, lest you fall. And rest assured, friend, you are falling. And I'm talking about the corrupt. King George kept standing armies in colonies, not subject to the control of colonial government. He wanted all control of the military. You're beginning to see that in America today. By infiltrating your military with foreigners and illegals, friends. Thought he had all that support, friends, that the state-controlled narrative wanted you to believe he had. Nope. But because you leave off judgment, America, they go on cutting off colonial trade with the rest of the world. If you can't get them out willfully, then just starve them out, right? Taxation without representation, by the way, was number 17 of the violations concerning King George against our forefathers. Number 17, not number one. What's the 4th of July about? Oh, you know, it was when our forefathers threw all that tea over there and they get basically they had a problem with taxation without representation. Number 17, America. A denial of trial by jury. Boy, oh boy. Transporting colonists for trial in England, fatiguing them into compliance. Does that sound familiar, friends? Fatiguing them into compliance. Abrogating, doing away with English common law in Canada, setting example for the same in colonies, abolishing colonial charter, taking colonial captives on high seas, incited insurrection and Indian warfare against those that refused his rulership or headship. I'm sorry, his dictatorship. Let me say that again. Incited insurrection and Indian warfare against the colonials. Folks, what's happening with all these Muslims that are being sent to these countries? Folks, many believe that Germany's lost. Women are being raped like crazy over in Finland. These nations are being plundered. Who's sending them forth? Nothing new under the sun, is there, friends? Nope. Conclusion, king unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Folks, in this country, we do not have a king. Jesus Christ is the king. And his daddy is the author of the institution of common law, government. I'll leave you with this. A woman asked Ben Franklin when they came out of debates and deliberation concerning what form of government the American people were to receive. Ben Franklin said to the woman, a republic if you can keep it. I want to tell you this, friends. The republic in which we have now was not established by cowards. And I want to say this, cowards will not preserve it. Justice is the guardian of liberty. And according to your love for God and your people will be your love. And making sure that you execute the laws of the land concerning all, not some. God is not a respecter of persons, neither should you be. You should be calling for the complete and full force of the law against all crimes of those that represent you in this country. But it starts with us.
That's right. And we have a job to do. And you think about how much things have changed, even in the last 10 years. Think of how things are different from they were in our founding forefathers' day. And think of what they're going to be like in the future for our posterity unless we do something about the problems. I was just talking to a lady the other day. And she said, boy, it scares me what this future generation is going to be like. And she's exactly right. We have a generation that's, for the most part, very materialistic. They're not taught the value of what truly matters, which is character, quality, being honest, having integrity, trustworthiness, getting the job done, not expecting something for nothing. These kind of things that, you know, our grandpa and grandma were taught are not what this next generation is being taught. They think they can have
something
for nothing.
And that's a reflection of what our grandpa and grandma left off.
That's right. And
wisdom is justified by our children.
By their children. And, of course, it goes down the line. So if we want to do something about the problems that we see, we're going to have to put feet to our faith. We're going to have to put action with our words. And that's what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty. So please do support us. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. You can support this work on a monthly basis. As I've said many times before, January is a great time to jump on board because we've got the year in front of us to support this work as we lead on this fight across America.
Now, folks, I wanted to highlight this. We got 1 minute left. Greater grievances concerning the usurpations and the long train of abuses by the tyrant King George. Greater grievances, 11 times more, was abuse of representative powers. Abuse of military powers, 7 times more often. Abuse of judicial powers, 4 times more often. Folks, you have far surpassed tolerating anything that our forefathers did not tolerate. You have far surpassed it. This is what I meant when I wrote my last article, when I said, man, when you look at what the American people have tolerated their government to do today, you would think King George wasn't that bad. I mean, they weren't murdering babies. They weren't sodomizing children because they couldn't help themselves. They weren't being indoctrinated by a foreign global scheme. Educational scheme, indoctrinational scheme, I'm sorry. Abuse of judicial powers 4 times more often. Yes, Article 3, Section 1 tells us that we can remove judges. Yes, Supreme Court judges can be removed. Yes, the President of the United States of America can be impeached. Yes, he can be indicted, as can all of they be indicted. Generally stirring up domestic insurrection 2 times more often. What has this administration been hard at work doing, friends? Attempting to divide and conquer by creating insurrection domestically, friends. Again, taxation without representation was 17 out of 27. As a matter of fact, it was given little emphasis in the Declaration of Independence, yet it is the one known today, taxation without representation. Why? Because you have been re-educated, America. It's time to get re-educated with the mind of the Lord. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Folks, let's get back to it. Talk to you soon.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.